Ahsanallahu ilaykum wa barakallahu feekum. And the next question is from a brother, says, my parents are not upon the correct methodology, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided me to the Quran and Sunnah upon the methodology of Sahaba. But my parents are causing trouble for me, and they claim that all of the scholars in Saudiya are Wahhabis, and that scholars of Saudiya do not consider the four madhahib to be legitimate, and they degrade them from their just position. Therefore, it is not permissible to take knowledge from the scholars of Saudiya. So how do we refute this shubha? Fadilatul Shaykh, hafizakumullah, سائلٌ يقول أبي وأمي ليسوا على منهج المستقيم ولقد هداني الله إلى القرآن والسنة وعلى منهج الصحابة ولكنهم يسببون لي مشاكل وهم يقولون ويدعون أن العلماء السعودية كلهم وهابيون لا يعتبرون بالمذاهب الأربعة ويقللون من شأنهم فلذلك لا يجوز الأخذ عنهم فكيف ترد على هذه الشبهة أفيدونا بارك الله فيكم.
هذا كذب. العلماء في السعودية لا يحرمون الأخذ بالمذاهب الأربعة وهي موجودة وتدرس في بلادنا. فهذا الكلام باطل.
This is a lie. The Sheikh حفظه الله says it is not true. The ulama in Saudiya do not make it haram, prohibited, to follow the four madhahib, and they are taught in this land. So the four madhahib are found and they are taught and they are learned. So this is batil, this is incorrect. And But concerning the fatwa, giving the verdict and the laws, then these are based on the fiqh of al-fiqh al-Hanbali.
لأنه هو مذهب ال هو مذهب الفتوى ومذهب ال ولاة الأمور وهذا ليس بغريب.
Because this is the madhab of al-fatwa here, and this is the madhab of the leaders in this area, and this is not something that is strange.
كل دولة تنتهج منهجا ما دام انه موافق للكتاب والسنة ولو كان في احد المذاهب الاربعة.
Because every دولة, every nation, every country follows a path. And as long as this manhaj that they follow is not in contradictory to the book and the sunnah, then it is not contradicting and there is no problem.
أما إنه يحكم بكل المذاهب الأربعة في بلد واحد فهذا يحدث التشتت ويحدث الاضطراب ويحدث الفوضى فلا بد أن تتوحد الفتوى وتوحد المنهج العلمي والتدريس حتى لا يسلم من الاختلاف.
As for following all four madhahib in one area, then this is going to cause confusion and disputes and splitting. So it is necessary that the fatwa and the manhaj, the methodology be one and be followed in the same way, and that the ways of teaching and learning are all in one way.
والمذاهب تدرس للاستفادة. المذاهب الأربعة تدرس للاستفادة والمقارنة.
And the four madhahib are studied for the benefit, and the benefit of them is knowing the proofs that they come with and taking the best opinion from between them. Okay then.
إذا كان القول الراجح في غير مذهب الحنابلة نأخذ فيه كما كان مشايخنا. يأخذون بالقول الراجح ولو خالف مذهب الحنابلة.
And we take with the strongest saying, the راجح, even if it is in opposition to the مذهب الحنبلي. And this is how our مشايخ from before have done.
لأن المهمة هي إصابة الحق ونحن لا نتعصب لمذهب الحنابلة فلذا تبين لنا الدليل في أحد المذاهب الأربعة نأخذ به.
Because what is important here is that we find the haqq, we find the truth and we follow it. So if we find the truth with any one of the other four madhahib, then we take it and we follow.
Yeah.